grade class is not even there anymore. So I'm
good afternoon, Metzler Mower.
Good afternoon, is Jaredin?
Oh yeah, he's with the customer right now. I can help you with it. You want to hold for him?
Yeah, I can hold for a sec.
Okay, I tell him he's calling.
Yeah, for sure. It's Patrick with Cardiff.
Okay, give me 1 second, Patrick. Okay?
Thank you. Hey Jared, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. What can I do for you?
Good. I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke back in July about some equipment and capital we had you guys pre-approved for, and you told me to check back around September, so you guys were doing out there in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Is this September already?
Yeah, I know, right?
No, actually, we were in good shape. We were in very good shape, actually.
Good to hear. You said you guys tend to get pretty busy around this time of year, too.
Our biggest time of year starts December 1st.
Okay, yep. December 1st in the winter?
What's that?
I said, down in the winter?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I gotcha.
December 1st through June 1st, the six-month period, we are at our busiest, yeah.
Right, with all the snow and everything?
No, with winter services on lawn mowing equipment.
Oh, I gotcha. Do you guys, I'm sorry, go ahead.
We have our customers bring their equipment in as soon as they are finished with it for the season, lawn mowers and tractors, that type of thing.
Oh, and so you guys, do you guys like...
What's that?
I was just going to ask, do you do like the winterizing of the machines then?
Correct.
I gotcha.
We do full servicing, so it is ready when you need it in March or April.
If you bring
it to me in March or April, you're going to wait 2 months till it gets worked on.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, nice. That's when our big time hits, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys get pretty busy around that time then for sure.
We do, yeah.
Do you guys, have any equipment you guys might be looking to bring on before the busy time, or maybe some capital?
We do not currently. No, we're actually in good shape for that busy time. The busy time is the service end of it. It's not
right.
A matter of equipment needed.
Just the manual labor, parts. Pretty much.
Correct. It's manual labor and parts from our suppliers with the franchises we deal with.
Yeah, gotcha. What is it that you guys do to keep busy for the rest of the year?
Well, it's breakdowns throughout the season. In other words, you mean like July through November?
Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm. It's breakdowns throughout the season. I mean, at any given point, we have at least a 1 week backlog.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Nice. So you guys are, pretty much just keep busy all around then.
You got it. Yeah. We have some slow times, but the slowest we get to is about a week backlog. So now we're pretty year round. There's never a lack of work.
Yeah, that's definitely a way to keep it, right? Got to stay busy.
Yeah.
Is there a good time that you guys like to, you know, evaluate the financials and kind of bring stuff on, or is it just whenever something comes up?
We don't usually bring a whole lot on, in other words. I mean, as far as additional money and capital to work with, I mean, we have a relationship with each one of our manufacturers.
Oh, I gotcha.
Stuff that goes on floor plan and that type of thing. So
Anything
additional or on the side like that, I mean, here and there we have a few things, but nothing that we can't handle and take care of ourselves here. So.
Right, just go right through the manufacturers on that.
You got it.
Oh, I gotcha. Is that kind of same with the equipment as well?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know with the manufacturers, they can get you pretty, real low rates on those, just dealing directly with them. So definitely a good way to go with them too.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. Do you guys have any, big plans or any, crazy thing going on for the business in 2017, like expansion, renovation, anything big in the pipeline?
Not right now, no.
I gotcha. Sounds like everything's going pretty well for you guys out there then, huh?
So far, so good this year, and looking into the future, yes.
That's good to hear, too. I know last time we spoke, too, you gave me your email. It looks like Jared Metzler at Yahoo, so could I...
That is correct. That is
still a good email for you?
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. Definitely. I'll shoot over my email, that way you have my info on file if something does come up, and then maybe a good time to check back in on you guys, see how you guys are doing?
Yeah, that's not a problem. Yeah, if you got your information and you can email it to me, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, definitely. Do you guys, when you do end up financing anything too, do you guys have like a local bank out there in Pennsylvania you tend to lean on?
Yeah, right up a mile up the road.
Is that with PNC or?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
I gotcha. You guys have been with them for, quite some time?
Yes, sir.
I gotcha. Do you have like a line of credit with them as well and everything?
You got it.
Nice. You guys, kind of just keep that one for safety and whenever something comes up, or do you guys tend to use that?
Is this a survey or what's going on here?
No, just kind of, seeing how the business is going. It's been a while since we talked.
I'm glad you're interested in it and it's going well.
That's great to hear. Well, I'll let you get back to work. I'll shoot you over my email, man.
Hey, thank you.
Have a nice day, Jared.
You too. Bye-bye.